Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
August 20th, summer's winding down, the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We are still, as it were, trapped in St. John's story of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Now, we must not imagine that this is a video replay of the conversation they actually had on the shores of the Sea of Galilee after the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Rather, it's a theological dialogue which John intends for those people in his community who couldn't understand how they could consume Jesus' body and blood. A first reading of it opens up the founts of wisdom and feeds us with it. A young college student went to the Newman Chapel and said, "I believe in God and life after death and resurrection and in the church, but I cannot accept that Jesus is really present, body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist. I'm sorry, but I just can't." The priest thought this was like swallowing the grizzly bear and straining at the fly. Resurrection, he said, is a humongous miracle. The real presence is kind of ordinary in comparison. "I don't believe I really eat Jesus," the young man said. "It's just bread, that's all." "You don't eat Jesus," the priest replied, knowing he was one of those kids who somehow or the other had read into an old-fashioned teacher, one that still thought it was sacrilege for anyone but a priest to touch the sacred host. The priest went through a lot of theological explanations which didn't satisfy the young man. "I just have to understand how he works it out," the lad pleaded. "How did Jesus get inside the bread and wine? And what happens to the bread and wine and to Jesus when our digestive juices take over?" Finally, the priest fell back on the last phase of his argument. "Have you ever figured out how God created the universe from nothing in a snap of a finger?" the priest said. "Of course not," the young man replied. Then his voice faded off. "Oh, I get it. I'm not supposed to understand everything." That's true. None of us are supposed to understand everything.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.